Hey, what's going on, everyone? And welcome to the Michael DeRock Experience. Hope you guys are doing well. And my apologies. I have been somewhat busy throughout the year. And it's been some time since I've been here myself. But if you continue to hear the songs, the music, and stories that I have left in the past, I appreciate everyone who supports the channel. And nevertheless, you know, we continue on to move forward, correct? That is the point of the journey, to continue moving forward in everything that you do. And staying motivated, staying focused, staying healthy, staying positive. Staying on the main road that continues this journey one day at a time, as it has been for myself. Now, is life perfect? Of course not. You know, we have our ups, we have our downs, we have them days, we have good days, we have bad days. But always remember that life continues to bless us in so many ways. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the journey, you know, because life, you know, one day we're here, one day we're not, you know. But nevertheless, guess what? The journey never ends. Whether we're here, whether we're home, you know, the journey continues. But we got to make the best of it while we're yet still here. So I encourage you to, you know, to stay focused. And, you know, if you happen to be going through something, you know, just reach out to someone. No man is an island. No one can do things to themselves or by themselves. And, you know, we just take it one day at a time. Definitely. Now, check it out now. We made it this far, right? By the grace of God, we made it this far. So guess what? We didn't make it this far just so that we can fall on our face, regardless of the challenge that we may be going through. Life is good. Life is definitely good. And will it be perfect? Hell no. Hell no. But it makes it that more challenging for us to just continue moving forward. And so with that being said, guys, I want to wish you the best. Stay blessed. Stay focused. Always watch your surroundings. Bless others so they can bless you. And always keep God number one. And so, until the next time, have a safe day. Have a blessed day. Hey, so welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Michael DeRock Experience. I'm your host, Michael C. DeRock, streaming out of Orlando, Florida. And I just want to update you guys on what's been going on with me and why I haven't been on. I've been busy with the music and trying to just, you know, take things one day at a time, you know. I'm still doing my music, my live streams, playing the music that I love to play, absolutely. And, you know, just reflecting on life, you know. Some people ask, why haven't I spoken about the original inspiration behind the Michael DeRock Experience, which, you know, takes me back through journeys and stories and experiences that were not always as pleasant as they are today. You know, there was a time in my life where things were really chaotic. You know, just my whole life was just one big crazy mess. Yes, one big crazy mess. Some people were like, man, you know, sometimes I share my story and reflect on those chapters, you know, and some days it's just, yeah, some days are better than others, you know, and but I try not to look back, you know. Sometimes you gotta, you know, you drive, when you're driving down the road and you look at that rear view mirror, that's how my journey, you know, continues, you know, to go forward. Look at that mirror. Don't look behind you. Just keep it going. Keep moving forward. But sometimes in life, you have to reflect. You have to go back. And, you know, coincidentally, the other day, I came across some inspirational notes. And if I can pull one up here, I will share something with you. Hopefully, I'm in my little home studio right here, right now, where I've been just decorating, and unpacking boxes and moving boxes here and there, and just coming across items that I have completely have forgotten about. Let's see what I got here. Oh, okay. I got a couple of poems that I wrote during my time of incarceration from the 90s decade. Yes, the 90s decade for me was very chaotic. I mean, pretty much the 80s. The 90s, very, very chaotic, you know. And I reflect back on them days and I'm just like, wow, you know, I'm grateful. I'm definitely grateful for everything that continues to, you know, bless me in ways that sometimes I may not see it, you know. But I'm grateful for you guys. You know, you guys make a big, tremendous impact for, you know, the love and the support that you guys share with me and show me, whether I'm doing a live stream or whether I'm here on my podcast trying to provide some type of music for you that can transport you into another dimension, another dynamic, another chapter where it can bring you a smile or it can bring you a tear, you know. But yeah, so I came across these poems and I was like, oh my goodness. And man, it just blew me away, you know. So I started reflecting and just like, you know, just reflecting off these poems that I wrote. My goodness. So I'm gonna share a couple of these poems and wow. Makes me wanna pick up some notes and just share a chapter in my life with you. And so I'm going to do it by reading this poem I wrote years ago during my time of incarceration in the New York State Correctional Facility. Now, the title of this poem is called Forgotten With Time. And wow, it starts off like this, y'all. Listen, can you hear it? Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Thoughts ponder my mind as I search for the words to express the loneliness of my heart. The days grow old and confusing as I find myself lost and forgotten with time. I'm in a world where the dead are walking among the living, and I can't escape it. Shh. Listen, Can you hear it? Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. The clock is quickly ticking as Father Time waits for no man. And so I watch and wait. Patiently, I wait. The years are slowly creeping by as the sounds continue to pound a slow, rhythmless beat. Yet my heart is filled with fear as I watch and wait for someone to appear. But they never come because they never seek to find the one true love that can make life complete. Listen, can you hear it? Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Yes, my world is empty, cold, and incomplete, but I know one day Yes, my world is empty, cold, and incomplete, but I know that in time one day we'll meet. And so until then, I'll simply watch and wait. Patiently, I'll wait. Listen, can you hear it? Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Forgotten with time. Yes, forgotten with time. Let me see. What can I tell you about forgotten with time? Thoughts ponder my mind as I search for the words to express the loneliness of my heart. The loneliness of my heart was being incarcerated. And to elaborate on there, the days grow old and confusing. You know, Father Time waits for no man. You know, you feel forgotten. You feel like, regardless of what continues to go on the outside, you know, because life continues to go on and on and on and on and on and on. You know, here, I was in a place that was, you know, challenging. You know, that chapter in my life in the 90s, in my 30s, it was a wake up. I'm in a world where the dead are walking among the living, and I can't escape it. Yes, you know, you're incarcerated. You are in a facility, you know, and it seems like there's no life there. There's no joy. There's no harmony. There's no peace. There's no love. You know, everything around you is just chaotic, chaotic, chaotic. Oppression, depression. You know, it's a dark place. You know, very dark place. And the clock is quickly ticking as Father Time waits for no man. Absolutely, your time will go by. The years will go by. The years will continue to go by. You will feel at times that, you know, why? You know, why? What? You know, you reflect on the mistakes that we make. You know, we all human. Humanity, we make tons and tons, and we continue to make mistakes. Whether you're the president of the United States, the king of Egypt, yeah. We all make mistakes, you know. And some people do it by accident. Some people may do it intentionally. So, but you know, this is what, you know, when I look at this poem, and it just takes me back to that time when I wrote this. It was in the 90s. You know, my life was chaotic back then. You know, I had, you know, I was doing things and choosing the wrong crowd to mess around with, and trying to prove myself, trying to prove that I was the man, and that I can do this, and I can do it my way. And, you know, it's been, let's see, Wow. Yeah, it's been 20, over 20 years, 20 years, over 20 years since I've been released from, you know, being incarcerated. I would say I probably did about, out of the 90s, the decade of the 90s, I'd say I did about 8.5 years incarcerated out of 12 years because I was hard-headed. I didn't want to hear it. It had to be Michael's world. It had to be Michael's way. And, you know, and it wasn't like that, you know. I thought I could, you know, continue doing, living life recklessly with no disregard for anyone around me. And I had to learn the hard way, you know. But I'm grateful, you know, I'm grateful that even though through this time, as I wrote, forgotten with time, today life has been a blessing, you know. Life continues to move forward. I was in my 30s when I wrote this. I'm getting close to my 60s, guys. Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I will be turning 59 years of age this year for 2024. And wow, when I reflect back on that chapter in my life, and it's just been, it's been a blessing. You know, it has been a blessing. I've been working my ass off, just trying to, you know, stay focused and just living my life, you know. But I encourage you guys, you know, I encourage you tremendously to just do the right thing, you know. Stay away from the craziness, stay away from the madness, stay away from knuckleheads, stay away from people, places, and things. You know, sometimes those people are corrupt, sometimes those places are dangerous, and sometimes those things can be deadly, you know. And, you know, and just, yeah, don't worry about it. You know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't stress the bills. Don't stress the job. Don't stress the finances, you know. Don't stress all that nonsense, you know. Don't stress it, because guess what? You're still here. You're still here, you know. I'm still here. And as long as I got breath in my lungs and I got life in my heart, my journey is going to continue. And your journey is going to continue. You know, if God has allowed me to get this far in life, I'm grateful. I know that if one thing I have learned is that God always provides for me in my walk, in my journey, in my chapter. I got a roof over my head. I always got, you know, I always manage to get by, you know. I always have it like that? Now that's a different question. But I'm grateful, you know, whether I just get by or whether I'm blessed, you know, more than I was yesterday, it makes no difference, because it's just one day at a time, you know. But yeah, guys, stay focused, man. You know, just live your life, man. And don't worry about people, places, and things. Don't worry about the people that you think may be friends, may not be friends in actuality. You know, think of your family. Think of yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself, you know. Because when you don't love yourself, we tend to harm ourselves. I know. All that cocaine that I did in the years and in the 80s. Oh my God. Cocaine. Cocaine was my best friend, and everything else was just, man, I was off to the races, running to the races. But I'm glad that I'm here today, and I'm glad that all that is behind me. And, if anything, you know, even as a dysfunctional recovering addict, you know, guess what? Like in our nature, you know, it's in our nature to substitute one thing for another. These days, I'm just eating a lot of food, guys. Yes, tremendously. So when I get stressed out, I think I'll eat me a box of donuts or something, you know, which is unhealthy as well, because I don't want to be a diabetic. I don't, you know, health, we got to take care of our health. Take care of our body. Take care of the temple, you know, take care of your body. But yeah, I appreciate you guys. So I will let you guys go. Much love to you guys. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for all that you do. And know that somebody in Florida loves you guys. Appreciates you guys tremendously. And I'm going to come back. Yeah, I'm going to start, you know, as far as the podcast is concerned, I'm going to start, I guess, talking more and just trying to, you know, be more transparent with my past and how I'm doing today. You know, everyone's always encouraging me to share my story. I've been real reluctant on it throughout the years, but if I can bless somebody in some way or somehow, then, you know, what do I got to lose? You know, it's a 50-50. Either somebody's going to get it or either somebody's not going to get it. But the only thing I got to lose is not sharing the story. So I will be back, guys. I will be back and I will share. Hey, who knows? Maybe I'll share. Matter of fact, what's this other poem I got? Yeah, I'll do that. I'll come back and I'll share some other poems. I did find some more writings, journals, and things that took me back to the incarceration years. So yeah, so we'll get into that. We'll discuss some of the topics of being incarcerated, of life incarcerated, and how that journey continues to affect young men today, or, you know, people that need help, and, you know, and how can I help you to avoid, you know, following them footsteps, you know, staying away from that craziness. You know, I'm here for you. I'd love to hear from you, and you know, let me know. All right my people, much love to you guys. I love you. Stay blessed and God bless.